Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now on Radio 4, it's The Archers.
Oh, those lambs are all right, darling. Oh, a lovely hot cup of Bovril.
What was that, sweetheart? I'm just coming down the stairs.
Just pouring out the... Do you want a cup of Bovril?
Oh, sorry, what was that? I was just coming down the stairs.
Oh, just... It's brass monkeys out there.
Oh, yes, I can hear the wind. Let's shut that window.
Yes.
Oh,
that's better.
The dog's come into the room.
Oh, I wonder what's on. Wonder what's on the radio. Oh, should we download a podcast, darling?
Yes. Log into iTunes and download a podcast.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm feeling glad all over. Yes, I'm glad all over.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. With me is my co-host, Jalal Hartley. Hello, Jalal.
Oh, hello, James. Yeah.
Yeah. Very natural and conversational. What have you been up to, Jalal? Stop laughing. What have you been doing?
It's not actually been a very good week.
Oh, dear.
I've been getting a bit of stick this week.
Oh, okay.
You know that you have a cold frame where you put your plants, you know, just to protect them from frost. The sort of the arm on it broke, that keeps it open, that broke. So I had to go down to the woods and look for a bit of stick. But now it's propped it open and that solved that.
Just tell me what we got coming up on the show, for the love of God.
Coming up on the show, Buckley's £3 bet is back. Hooray! Plus, we're joined by a championship manager legend, Cherno Samba.
Let's crack on. Let's do some news. Cruz is nuts about Nutella. It's been a bad few days for Wolfsburg and Germany striker Max Cruz. He was fined 25,000 euros... after he turned up late for training for his club because he'd been up all night at the World Poker Series. The brazen of it. Is that the excuse that he gave? Why are you late? Well, I was up all night at the World Poker Series. He'd also left all of his 75,000 euro winnings from the tournament in the back of the cab. Rock and roll.
All right, so if you were up all night at the World Poker Series, where is this money? I left it in the back of a cab.
Then the sporting director of Wolfsburg publicly told Cruz to address his addiction to Nutella because he was consuming an unhealthy amount for breakfast. I love Nutella.
Do you? Lie.
Yeah, I do. Full of hazelnut chocolatey goodness. Is Nutella got anything to do with Kinder Eggs? Because they've got sort of the same font and are they owned by a parent company or something? And Buenos.
Is that what you do? Go around looking at the font on chocolates?
I do, yeah. Do you like a Bueno?
All right.
I fucking love a Bueno. We've got so much going on in a Bueno. Romania's mathematical madness. At the World Cup in 1998, the Romanian national team once took to the field with all 11 players sporting bleached blonde hair. I remember that. The crop of 2016 are a bit more highbrow. They played Spain this week with all 11 players wearing shirts with mathematical problems and equations on the back of their shirt. These equations included 46 divided by 2, 23, 11 times 2, 22, and 2 times 3 squared. Oh no, I can't do that one. 2 times 3 squared. So what's that? 2 times 9?
2 times 3 squared. What's 3 squared then? 3 times
9.
Yeah, 18, yeah.
Okay. The reason for this is Romania are trying to raise awareness of maths to the children of Romania. Jalal, what shirt number would you wear if you were a footballer?
I would have the speed of light on the back of my shirt.
I'd have pie.
Would you? You'd have to have very...
Yeah, I'd have it to the known decimal point.
You'd have to have like a puffy, ruffled blouse.
I know, yeah. I'd wear a cape.
Yeah, that would work. But it might have to be written sideways.
I'd just get the shirt printer to press the return key once it gets to the end.
Right.
There you go.
I was imagining that you'd have like a really short but very wide cape. That would be... It'd just be hanging limp. It'd be like a scarf. It'd be hanging limply by your side. We've had to stop doing stuff about excrement and urine.
Just cuts in too much of the podcast.
Well, all right, that some people like the excrement stuff. I'm not a fan. I respect some people who do like the excrement stuff.
It's not for us to pick or choose. We're just doing the news.
You know, even Flores, he was listening to something on his headphones before his last press conference. It turns out, well, I think the mics managed to pick up a little bit on the of what was coming through his headphones.
Oh, I took a shit.
What?
No, what it was, right? It was a big, massive KFC. And it was so big that it was...
Yeah, sorry.
It would take up all the space in my stomach.
And oh, my God.
And it prematurely pushed what wasn't quite ready to come out yet. Like, it sort of forced it out. It was lucky enough that I had some KFC wipes. Flores listening to
our podcast.
Oh, that's good. That's a nice endorsement to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don.
In the studio, a man who played football in England, Wales, Spain, Greece, Norway, and Finland. We all know him as a Championship manager legend. It is Cherno Samba. Hi, Cherno.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Very well. Very well indeed.
You've brought your friend along with you.
Yeah.
That sounds patronising.
It did sound a bit weird, didn't it?
Brought your little friend with you.
That's so little. This is my best mate, Festus Azanti. We've been friends for about all my life, really.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, still a way to go, hopefully. Yeah. There's still a lot of time for you to fall out as well, because that happens
right
as well.
Now, really. We're always falling out anyway.
I've got a bit of a problem with my friend. But,
well, sure.
Your one and only friend, Tom.
Tom Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got another best friend called George.
How did you find out?
Somebody told me. Somebody ratted on him.
On social media or just...
No, just like told me in person.
So what did you do?
Well, I'm looking at other options. Mm. There's a guy called Josh who wants to be my friend. There's somebody on Twitter who I've never
met
who's offered to be my best friend.
You might want to stay away from the Twitter one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just cross him out.
Yeah.
No, he's off the list now. That's it.
Good.
And there was someone. Oh, James is almost a friend. Yeah. So I could promote him to be my actual best friend.
That's got to be a mutual decision, surely. Do I have a say in it? Or is it just what you... Yeah? Oh, OK. Well, we'll discuss it later.
OK.
We write the questions it's Gunther. And so they're sort of from the view of a six-year-old child.
Oh.
The first question is just... The first question is just, where does the name Cherno come from?
I like that.
The most pedestrian question I think I've ever...
Where does the name Cherno come from?
My parents from the Gambia in West Africa. Beautiful place, by the way. You need to check it out. They're called the Smiling Coast. Now, that says a lot.
Why is it called the Smiling Coast?
We always smile. And it's a beautiful place.
Really?
Lovely beaches. Unbelievable place.
Right, Gambia.
That's it. you will love it.
I won't know what that is. Just Gambia. It. Visit.
Yeah. And actually, Cherno, it means chief, king.
Wow.
You see?
Right.
Yeah. It actually...
Sort
You know, it's a title. It's
almost
sort of a title.
Almost arrogant of your parents.
And is that why you felt that the next move would be to move to Watford?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because Gambia is so beautiful. You ended up
in Watford.
The decision.
Exactly.
whose idea was that?
It was my mum, actually. She okay. came here and then left us behind, me and my little brother. And then when she came after a year, then she came back and get us. So right. we came down and then end up in Watford.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
When your mum leaves you for a year, that she does come back. It's nice to know.
I don't think she'll come back, actually.
Your boyhood club was Millwall.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, Millwall. Millwall.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I'm a Palace fan.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
As a Millwall lad, I think, you know, I'm going to be biased here. I think Millwall are still better than Palace, in my eyes.
Who would you put above?
Or Palace are better than Millwall?
Because Palace is in the Premiership. That's the difference.
Oh, no, they're just better.
That's the difference.
Yeah. So are you a Palace fan?
I'm not, no. I support Liverpool.
He's a mug. He supports Liverpool.
Yeah, my reason for supporting Liverpool is the fact that...
Yeah, go on. We need to go into this. Why do you support
John
Liverpool?
Barnes. As John a youngster, I saw this kid, this man playing on TV, and I thought, who's this?
Is that John Barnes, the rapper?
Oh dear. No, so rapping's what he did, just for a little bit, just, you know, to
and then went into football.
He's the England man, Jalal, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
The England man.
Catch him if you can, really.
Yeah, catch him if you can.
Yeah. John Barnes was just the first person that just struck a chord with me, like, who's this guy? He's amazing. Who's he play for? And he did play for Watford before going to Liverpool. I think Watford sold him for like 900,000, from what I remember, to Liverpool.
Mm. Chicken feed that now, isn't it?
At that time,
it's like Wayne Rooney's weekly wage, I think.
Mm. They're saying, was it?
I'm just enjoying Jalal talking football.
Yeah, tell me that.
Yeah, chicken feed these days, isn't it?
I mean, these days. how much longer do you think Rooney's got?
Well, Rooney's a good friend of his, I guess. So
yeah. Good.
So don't be slagging him off here.
I wasn't.
We love Rooney. We love Rooney. And we think he's only getting better with age.
I think England needs him. And
I don't know if they need him.
I think they do.
I don't think so.
I think looks like we're good.
Don't get gassed off the other day just because we beat Germany. It doesn't mean nothing, yeah? They get our hopes up and then we, you know. But at the end of the day, they're vibrant kids now. The squad is full of youth. They're very hungry as well. I'm looking forward to the Euros. I think you know, they'll do well this year.
I think it's the same old Euros, to be honest. England. Will
I think so too.
Sorry, James. We're talking about football. Please don't interrupt.
I'm trying my hardest to get involved.
I'll go to the Euros and they'll freeze, and then that'll be that. Really.
Yeah, this is what I like talking about, especially England as well, because I'm not a massive fan of, like, the last maybe 10 years or so. Mm. I've just totally gone off of international football. I just think it's really boring.
Well, it's due now. I think we need to win something. It's been about, what, 50 years now?
I think Rooney's down the pecking order in the England. I think he goes. I think you always pick Rooney, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely think there's an argument that that's a waste of a spot.
You played with him at sort of the youth level.
Yeah.
Was it obvious he was going to...
It was. I remember what we do when we go with England games. We have to wear our shirt and ties. So he turned up with his Lacoste tracksuit. Wayne, why haven't you got your shirt and tie? And he turned around and said to him, because I don't like wearing shirt and tie. Just like that. And then I looked at him and I thought, I'll tell you what, he's going to get somewhere. Just because of that. He was so different from everyone else.
Right. I think it's time to tell you now. This is a bit of an intervention, but we're worried about your Bovril addiction.
Ah, yeah. Man, that's... I don't think I have a Bovril addiction. I think I could stop anytime I wanted. I enjoy a Bovril. What's wrong with enjoying a Bovril? You know, socially, or asocially, I do drink them by... I drink by myself, but I drink to... I don't drink to... I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be keeping an eye on it.
Yeah. That's good.
G Cherno, you signed for Millwall as a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
And then Liverpool tried to sign you for £2 million.
Oh, that's his old. That's his team as well. So
right.
You can imagine how it felt, what he felt, didn't it?
Is it true that they got Michael Owen to try and persuade you, sort of?
Yeah, well, it was because I went up there and Gerard Houllier at the time was there. So he said to me, look, who's your favourite player? So obviously at that time it was Owen. So I just said, Owen, Michael was my favourite player. Yeah, all right, no problem. So they got him to, you know, have a, you know, in contact with me, and then just trying to persuade me. And he was, I tell you what, top bloke, absolutely top bloke. When he phoned me, you know, he just advised me, this is the best club for you, come here, and, you know, it'll be a privilege to play with you, blah, blah, blah.
He had to, really, though.
And when I went over there, he took me around, and it was very, 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 very nice. Him and Robbie, actually, Robbie Fowler. And that made my decision to pick Liverpool, because it was Liverpool, Man United, Leeds and Arsenal.
Millwall didn't sell you in the end?
No, they were spoke to Liverpool, and it was £2 million. When that deal didn't go through, I stopped playing football, actually, for 6 months. I said to myself, wow, if this is what the industry is, where you're getting dictated and stuff, and not be given your wish or whatever, is there a point in me carrying on playing football again?
It's a bit like if there's somebody you're in love with and they're not interested in you, then you kind of have like a period where you're just going, I don't want anyone.
Exactly. You can put it that way.
Because you got to lick your wounds.
Yeah. And then obviously I had these lot and
my best friend. What did you make of it all?
It was disappointing. It was hard to deal with because I think he had his heart set on it. And obviously, I'm thinking, you're going to my team. It was like, the best thing, you're going to my team, my best friend playing for my team.
You're thinking about the box seats, isn't it?
Pretty much, you know, I had it already. I literally had it all worked out.
You picked out a new suit.
Definitely.
We're going to the both of you. As you know, we do put a lot of pressure on kids. It's sort of in our nature, but we can't help but fall about and just think, geez, like, we've got the next best thing right here, right now.
Yeah.
I guess at the moment it's Marcus Rashford. He's hot. He's had a good sort of couple of months. There's something pleasurable about getting excited about something, obviously.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is what I always talk about this, and I always tell people. It's similar things to me, you know.
Yeah.
What happens here is we build up youngsters so high, so early. By the time they're 20, 21, 22, they're not good enough anymore. It amazes me. And that the reason why that happens is at 17... you're driving a Range Rover Sports to training. You earn so much money. I remember I was sponsored by Nike at 14. I could go nighttime and just get anything that I want. £5,000 worth of stuff. By the time you're 19, 20, 21, 22, the football's going to go out the window. And all you'll be thinking about is looking good, too much money. So I always, you know, I debate about this all the time with people. And I always tell them, I said, it amazes me that how we give him so much so young to youngsters, you know. Yeah. As I said to you, 17-year-old, you're driving a Range Rover Sports to training. You're not going to train properly. And the thing that I always talk about as well is only here that you play for England, 15, 16, 17, 18, all the way to the 21s, and be struggling for clubs.
I've got a suggestion.
Go on, Jalal.
I think there should be like a lower age limit. Because you don't really know what to do with money until you've kind of struggled through life and like had to invest it and things like that. Mm. So maybe like the lower age limit should be like 60. Like everybody who plays football should be over 60.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually thought you were going to come with some.
When you said, "I have an idea," I was actually thinking.
Well, no, that is what. Why, well, no, listen.
So, no, can you just say that again?
So football should only be over 60s. You wouldn't get any of this kind of
old men and old
stuff,
women playing football.
If people were over 60, the career would be. I mean, you'd probably have a longer career because there wouldn't be a noticeable deterioration.
But in terms of entertainment, I'm not sure.
Then no one will watch the game.
Also, you're opening another can of worms in the safety, the actual safety of the game as well. We've got a load of geriatrics playing football.
It'd be slow moving stuff.
And by the time you're retired, it's time for you to pass out, isn't it?
Nobody would be taking a dive. Just
they're running along. Their catheters are falling out, dragging along the floor.
When it's time to retire, to enjoy
Imagine a load of 60-year-olds playing with...
Nobody would have the flexibility.
Somebody could piss themselves on that.
If they were wearing those catheters, those piss bags, that famous Gascoigne celebration would have been a lot different. The one with the Lucozade bombs. All right, man.
That's the end of the bottle.
That's another cup of Bovril you've just poured.
Yeah, do you think I've
had
too much?
Why are you chain drinking Bovril?
I'm not. That's literally my second. The second they weren't even full cups.
Why are you?
Oh yeah.
Now you've got a bit of Bovril granule. You're holding it in a spoon and burning. What's that all about? You're sucking it up with a syringe.
Can you turn the webcams off? I don't want. I just feel a bit intruded on. Now, like Lisa Stansfield, you've been around the world. What was your favourite country to go to?
Spain.
Spain?
Yeah.
Why?
Loved it. Loved the football, loved the weather, loved the food, the people, everything. That's my best time that I actually enjoyed my football.
Right.
In Spain.
Festus is giving me a thumbs up.
He was there all the time. That's why.
I loved it in Spain.
He was in the sun all the time. That's why.
As a single man in Spain, I was very entertained.
No comment, yeah? Okay. On that one.
That's great.
Nice.
And they appreciate football. Because I remember when I was playing for England and going through the youth system, I was told not to turn with the ball.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was told not to come deep and turn with the ball.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. So you only say break it down.
Okay. Well, basically, my strength was come deep
right
in the midfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
Oh, my God.
No, break it down. Right. Break it.
Okay.
Down. Sounds like the lyrics of an R&B tune.
That's it.
Come deep.
Right, you know a football pitch, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's yes. it. Here we okay, go. We got it now.
We're starting very late.
Yeah. Got somewhere in the end.
Right, football pitch.
I knew that by week three, thank you.
Okay, good. Three halves in
three
a football pitch, yeah?
The match,
where
yeah.
the defenders... Right. No. On the pitch.
Right.
Break it down to three.
It's a game of three halves.
There can't be three halves. First of all, I need to now break it down for you, Cherno. There can't be three halves. That is complete.
No. The reason why I say three halves is I always say, you know,
say
red, amber, and green. So that's why I'm coming out with three halves. So red is danger. You don't mess about
I'm
with
just
there.
Getting more confused. Yeah,
it's a third, bro.
You understand? So,
no.
Yeah, it's a third. That's exactly. So in red, where the defense is,
yeah,
right, you don't mess about in there. You get it and just get it away.
Right, so there's four thirds.
Oh, God. You started it.
Look, Cherno's a striker, Cherno's a striker, so I assume what you were being told a lot of the time was be a target man, be up
Simple.
There, wait for the ball, it will come to you.
Don't even come back. You get it now?
Right.
But,
no,
right. But what Cherno's trying to say is that he would like to come into the midfield.
That's it.
So face away from the goal in which he should be scoring in.
Excellent.
And collecting the ball himself and making something happen, rather than just being standing a guy at the front
and just waiting for the ball to come to.
Right.
You get it now?
Yeah.
No, you sure?
Yes. A bit like
To be fair, Cherno, you did keep saying there are three halves.
Okay,
and that was confusing.
Yeah, all right, mate. James.
So you've got 150% of a football pitch, okay?
There you go. I like this.
Yeah.
And then now let's talk about Championship Manager, because you're a champ man legend.
Yeah.
Everyone would sign you as a youngster, and then you'd go on and win everything. I remember it well.
Did you buy me?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You and Freddie Adu.
Oh yeah.
And who else used to be like? Carlos Vela. I used to buy him all the time as well. But I've been told that you enjoy perks from your champ man fame. What perks? Is that right?
I hear you get mobile phone.
Ooh, rumours now.
You get what mobile phone?
You get your mobile phone sort of delivered.
It wasn't
onto a conspiracy.
It wasn't exactly like that. What happened was that's when the iPhone 5 just came out. So I phoned my network providers to order a new one, and then when I said to the guy on the other line, he said, "Look, it's 3 months in the queue, so you're just gonna have to wait, all right?" I said, "All right, no problem, I'll wait for that." So I gave him my name, and I said, "You know, Cherno," and he goes, "All right, surname," and I said, "Samba." He goes, "No, is that the champ man legend?" So I said, "Yeah, it is." And he goes, "I tell you what, mate, don't worry, you're not waiting for 3 months. That phone's coming right next day delivery."
So, that's brilliant.
And then that was it, and brilliant. I got it the next day. So really chuffed with that after that.
So there you go, folks. That's how to do it.
So that's how it was. So it wasn't, you know.
It's too much. It's too much, Cherno. It's too much, too young. You're getting
there
iPhones.
You go. Exactly.
Is it coaching or is it going to be managing one day?
Yes.
That's something.
Yes. I want to get to the top. I want to go all the way. So need to get these badges done. And then I've got good, strong, connected people behind me.
Genuine question. Yeah. You realise you're a black man, Cherno? what?
However,
have you got much hope? Have you got... I don't know what to tell you, mate. But
love that. However, the reason why... I like that.
That's a good question.
Very, very good question.
John Barnes, for an example, are you telling me that he's not got like a wealth of knowledge to give to the game?
That's what the FA and the Premier League, that's what they're changing now. They want the next couple of years to see more minority in the Premiership, Championship, all the way through down the leagues. So that's going to change in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, it's perfect for me to do my badges and wait and see. But I guarantee that will change. Oh, yeah, of course. And listen, anyway, you've got your badge... The world is big, isn't it?
I just think it's a black thing. Like, I do just think... Because we've only got, I think, two or three English managers in the Premier League. Yeah. So it's not like, foreigners can't be managers.
We just got to keep going. And like I said to you, in the next couple of years, that will change. Because the FA are doing very well in terms of trying to promote, you know, the black managers and other...
Good stuff.
Minority play.
Because there's a lot of clubs. I'm not even just talking about Premier League, FA.
Of course.
There's a load of clubs up and down this country that, you know, that all have,
I think
all
it
have
be,
the
it
same thing in common, pretty much.
It's Barclays £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
It's time now for Barclays £3 bet. We took a break.
Turned into Michael Winner.
Sorry.
We're taking a break. Right? From the £3 bet.
We took a break from the £3 bet last time because it was International Friendly Week. If you're new to the podcast, we put £3 on 3 games per week. The scores so far this season are... Jalal is only £20 in debt. He's only lost £20. But I am £51 in debt. I've not won a single week. I've been given some advice, actually, from listeners. Tall Paul says never bet on your own team, which I've heard before. People do say that.
Never get
you should probably bet against your team. So if you lose, at least you get some money.
Oh, right. So there's that consolation. Yeah.
Liam Dunn says, I told you to go for a win in the Manchester Derby. You never listen, Mr. Buckers.
Formal.
And Simon Lucas asks, are you digging out the jazzy blue suit from the playoff final for Wembley again? Oh, that's a... I've just realised that is a very obscure in-betweeners reference. Really obscure, that one.
Oh, like I'm completing it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is great. It's bizarre.
I'm in the process of completing it.
Is that what the things that people catch on to?
Cringe.
Anyway.
There was another one from that show, wasn't it? Cringe.
I've got no idea. Honestly, there's so many episodes I've never watched. This week, Arsenal v Watford. It's getting to the part of the season where Arsenal completely crumble. So I'm going to go for a Watford win away at the Emirates.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw.
You're going to go draw? Okay.
I might.
I mean, I've said that Watford will win, so they will definitely lose now. Remember, in the past, the only times you've ever won on the £3 bet are times when you've gone against what I've said. That's 100% true.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'm going to go for Arsenal to win.
Liverpool v Spurs. Liverpool are at home. I'm going to say a draw. I fancy Spurs, but because it's at Anfield.
I'm going for a draw.
You're going to go for a draw?
Yeah.
And then Man United versus Everton. I'm going to just say Man U.
I'm going for Everton.
I've just sent a tweet out to ask for your advice. Here's what the listeners have to say. Arsenal, draw in both others. That's what Jonesy is saying. At Shrubby13YT says Arsenal, Spurs and Man U. John F1982, John Foot, who's a keen gamer. He's someone who I follow on Twitter. He says Arsenal, Spurs, Everton. At Rockall10, Arsenal, draw. Yeah, varied this week. Jalal Hartley has just mentioned me. Can any of you guys get me more Bovril? Hey, Jalal, it's time to say goodbye on the podcast.
Oh, you're kidding.
The England match is about to kick off in 7 minutes, so I'm just going to keep this brief. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you do. Leave us 5-star feedback on iTunes. But obviously you can say whatever you like in the comments section, but make sure it's 5-star. We'll maybe read out some more of those next week, because we didn't get a chance to do it this week because I want to watch the football. Get in touch with us at Dream Team FC on Twitter. You can listen to all those fascinating news stories that we read out earlier in the show and more at dreamteamfc.com. Jalal, have I missed anything?
No, I don't think so. But I'm sad that you're going.
Okay, well, I'll let you deal with that.
Do you know what I'd have written on my shirt? I'd have "Look, a badger" written on it. Oh. So other players got distracted when they were approaching me from behind when I was coming deep.
Okay, what? You can carry on talking, but I'm taking my headphones off now and I won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye, James.
Bye.
I'd probably like to have, I'd have like "Look, a badger" written on my shirt, on my football shirt. And then other players, when I was coming deep and sort of putting my back to the goal I was going to do the goal in, the goal man would see the words "Look, a badger" written on the back of my shirt, and then he'd start looking away. Where's the badger? This shirt says it's a badger. I can't see a badger. Bye, everyone.
And I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
Man City's Samir Nasri. Samir Nasri?
I was on a plane with Samir Nasri once.
Were you?
Yeah, I was sat opposite him. All right, well, what I've let slip there is the is the fact that I travel in swanky upper class. Where beds face opposite each other. And he does not speak any English, as far as I'm aware.
Samir?
Gunther's saying he's heard him speak English. He's got big white teeth, like blindingly white teeth.
How big are they?
huge. They're massive.
Like a rabbit, Steve?
No, but he doesn't look buck-toothed because they're all big. He looked like one of the Osmonds.
Okay. It looks like he's got a magnifying glass over his mouth.
Yeah. It looked like he was had Mount Rushmore in his mouth.
Okay.
Just sort of 60-foot teeth.
Yeah, like Stonehenge in his mouth.
But they were all perfect.
But white Stonehenge.
That's it. That's my Sammy Nasri anecdote. Imagine regaling that.
Doesn't speak a word of English. Can't speak a word of English. Not a word.
You know what?
Word.
De Niro speak English. Had really white teeth.
Yeah,
so,
great teeth,
that's the kind of circles I'm moving.
Great teeth. You never heard an English word coming out of his mouth.
He had lovely teeth. I tell you what, they weren't stuffed with any English words. That's for sure.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
Lovely guy. Sweetheart. He was a sweetheart. He was an absolute sweetheart. He would have done anything for anyone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.